Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Hello, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello.
And from the Bat Friends podcast, Chris.
Hey.
We are on the second issue of this Captain America arc, issue, what was this?
21.
Issue 121. And if you'd like to hear the full story, you can find the previous issue. If you just want to hear more Captain America stories, because all of these issues are kind of basically one-offs. But if you want to listen to more Captain stories, you can check out episodes 28 through 30. And 44 through 49. And the previous episode.
Which will also tell you where to find those episodes at.
Nope. Maybe.
Anyway. So, this is Captain America, the coming of the Man-Brute. And, dude, the names for some of these, like, mediocre villains are terrible.
Well, and I thought this was, like, going to be a big deal, Man-Brute was. So I looked him up to see if he comes back. And he does, but under a different name.
He's the Brute Man-Brute.
No. It was like he changed his name completely, and I can't remember what it was.
Just call me Daryl.
But Daryl. But when he comes back, it's only for like two or three issues, and then he dies.
Is he still a bad guy though?
I don't remember.
Me neither, because I didn't
look it
up.
It looks like Chris is looking it up. It's
Yeah.
It was something odd. Like he didn't come back for long, because I thought. The way this character was, he was going to be a big deal because he kind of
knocked the shit out of Cap.
Cap's ass, yeah.
He's got six appearances.
Six, not even that many.
Omega the Unknown, Volume 1, Number 19. Fool Killer, Volume 1, Number 2. Captain America, 121. Omega the Unknown. Okay, so he has four, because the other two are the official handbook of the Marvel Universe. Okay.
Which those aren't really much of anything.
So is he the fool that Fool Killer kills? Love me some Fool Killer.
What if he's only half killer and there's like these bunch of half dead? Anyway, so we open up on Professor Silas X. Cragg.
But he had a fanatical
obsession. Everywhere he looked, he seemed to see the dramatic form of Captain America, which I didn't read that before I looked at this picture. And I'm like, what the fuck's with all these Captain America statues just randomly around?
Well, what I like is that he sees, okay, so like you've got these two people walking. Okay, I can see him seeing them as Captain America. But then we have Cap standing on a pedestal, which I'm assuming is a statue.
Uh-huh.
So he sees Captain America there. Then we see Cap, quote unquote Cap, straddling whatever that thing is. I'm assuming that's a statue.
Yep.
It's funny.
And then the two in the windows, which would be people talking, I'd assume, to each other.
Oh, I didn't see those guys up there, yeah.
It's like a Where's Waldo of Captain America's.
I love Where's Waldo.
But anyways, so this little frog-looking dude, Professor Cragg, is like, I'm haunted by the Captain America, and I have to destroy him so I can be released from seeing him all the time. And
do we ever actually get a reason why?
Like, I think it says somewhere in here when he's monologuing that he's like,
that's right. He got put away by Cap.
Yeah, he doesn't even remember who I am.
Yeah,
and
like Cap caught him on something and put him in jail, and so now he's naturally got to get his revenge. And I guess his thinking is the best way to get revenge is to figure out the super soldier formula and give it to some rando. So
some boozed up dude finds an alleyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, before that, we get the quick, like,
This is
origin.
Just recapping Captain America turning into the super soldier. And then is Silas looking at, newspaper printings, I think?
Yep.
And he's imagining everything in his head. And then he's like, oh, I know how to make the super soldier serum now. Because I read clippings
newspapers. Which, I guess, props to him for being the only one to piece that together from a newspaper article.
Yeah, because there were some people that had, parts of the formula and they still couldn't figure out how to do it.
At the same time, bad on the library for having the formula, super soldier serum formula, and not telling anybody.
Right.
But yeah, so as he's trying to figure out who he's going to give the formula to,
I need to find a powerful brute that will, his strength will be multiplied and he'll be many times the master of Captain America. Because Captain America was a little bitch when they gave him the serum.
Yeah, basically.
It's a true story.
Mm-hmm. So, because it multiplies whatever strength you have already. So if you have a giant bodybuilder, it's basically the really bad steroids.
Yeah.
Really fucked up steroids.
So where does he look from? Outside of a bar.
Yeah, perfect sense.
And he gets this dude that's pissed off, kicking shit around. Everybody hates me. Wah. And he's like, oh, this dude's bitter and big and strong. Hey, you, I want to talk to you. And the dude, I love how he's like, with his hand like on his chest, like, me?
Moi?
What would you want to talk to me for? I also like how he's got like his face looks like he's already beat the shit out of.
Yeah, like I noticed that too.
At first, I just thought they forgot to color in his eye. But then I realized they did it on purpose.
I'll say, it kind of looks like he's got a scar, too.
Hey, you guys!
So, Craig convinces him to come to his laboratory.
Dude, this dude gonna get raped.
Well, especially since the next page is him in his underwear.
Look, just drink this drink, and I promise in the morning you'll feel stronger.
Why is my butt hurt? So, Craig calls this guy Manbrew, and he gives him the formula, which intensifies his natural strength to be an extraordinary, which is cool. It just says later. It doesn't say if it's like next day or later that day. I'm not sure. But Craig shows up at the Avengers headquarters, and he's looking to ask a specific Avenger to basically for a appear at a charity event. I didn't realize that was Wasp in the background when they go there. Because he shows up, Jarvis lets him in, he goes talks to Yellowjacket, Panther, and, well, basically just Yellowjacket, but Panther and Wasp is there. I just thought that was some random female in the back because
her suit's different colors?
Yeah.
Well, no, dude, like, it's like a bright pink and yellow.
And I don't remember what her colors were at the time. I thought it was...
Black and yellow, I thought.
Was it black?
I thought so. I mean... We can't really go back because we don't have the issue or that. Well,
it's over there on the shelf, but that's. Yeah. I've got a lot to sift through for that one.
They're so far away.
I mean, they are. He's all the way over there.
And look, I can't even reach it from here. So, anyways, so he's like, oh, I'd like Captain America to perform at this charity for an orphan's home. And he's like, because, you know, he's a sucker for that shit and he's going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
But so here's my question. How does Cap find out? Does he get told by the Avengers? Or does he find out in the paper again? Because when we see him...
Well, he says he's trying to see where the orphanage is located. And he's got the newspaper up.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, is that the white pages?
Yeah, well, that's what I was wondering. I was like, how does that work? Did they used to print out maps in the newspaper back in the day?
I mean...
Because you got to think, they'd had to have been like... Yeah, they'd had to get his okay before they actually did the...
That's just assuming he's even in town.
Yeah.
I don't know. Either way, he's all happy for it.
He was just napping upstairs.
Yeah.
Maybe. So Cap, you know, hails a cab, gets dropped off at the orphanage, and it was leaked to the press because the press was there. I don't know if it was leaked to or...
Or if they... Well,
it was supposed maybe to be. That's it is a charity event.
I'd say maybe that's why it was in the newspaper because it was actually a real charity event. And this Professor Craig was just using that as a cover.
Well, I think he is the one that promoted the charity event. Like, I think he put it all together. He paid to have it all put it all together.
Oh, could be.
So Captain America can get his ass beat.
Could be.
I think. That's the way I took it.
He should have done more research on it.
I mean, he is Captain America.
As we'll see soon.
Yeah, but you gotta remember, he's also Mr. Goody Two-Shoes, and he's like, oh, it's a charity for orphans. I mean, I guess I better get this mug out there.
Oh, no, I meant the doctor.
Oh, okay. Oh! So as Cap shows up, he gets attacked by the Man-Brute.
Just call me Man-Brute. I kind of like the way it sounds.
And
he's a big brute man, Mr. Hat.
So Man-Brute is just... pummeling Cap. The press thinks
it's all staged.
It's all staged. Like, oh, I, Cap to really hit, they're really going with this act really well as he's being thrown through the front door.
Yeah.
Breaking it down.
But we thought you were fighting, performing for us, Cap. And Cap's like, no, get the hell out of here, you dumb little shits.
Cap falls through, yells at the kids to get out of the way. Kids are all bummed. I would be too, because, oh look, Captain America's fighting. Cool. Oh look, Captain America's getting his ass beat. Cool.
Why is Captain America telling us to run away?
Oh, that's not cool.
This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to our orphanage.
Yeah. But yeah, Cap, he can't get any purchase on the Man-Brew. He can't. He's in defense mode. He can't go on the offense.
Well, that's not true. He hits him in the face with his shield right there, but it doesn't affect him.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
No, it just causes Man-Brew to grab a shelf and just knock him with a...
Yeah, pummels him with a whole bookshelf.
Yeah. But there is this one kid, Robert, who takes it upon himself to go help out Cap, because he puts it together that this is actually all real. This isn't fake.
Despite the fact that Captain America's already been like, get out of here, kids.
Yeah. So he runs out there to start hitting on the Man-Brew, and the Man-Brew is like, you know, beat it, kid. Just get out of here. Like, I said, get out of here. But there's something in his eyes. Like, he looks at the kid, and he's like...
Dude, it's the kid's eye. No, seriously. Like, look, he's got the same eye as his dad. In the picture where he's fighting.
I mean, that was the reveal, but I wasn't going to say that yet.
Oh, my bad.
No, that's all good. Yeah, it does get revealed that this kid is the Man-Brute's son. He recognized him immediately.
And he's in the orphanage because he's a piece of trash in hand.
Kind of. But that's what gave him pause, which gave Captain America enough time... To
not beat him, but to get away from him.
Well, he flips him over his back because Man-Brute had him in like a headlock.
Okay, fair enough.
So he flips him over his back, and as soon as Man-Brute gets up, he runs off. Even though he had the advantage. But Cap, you know, he gives chase, but Man-Brute's just too fast and rushes off. So Cap goes back to the kids to make sure everything is okay with everybody. Next page, we see the Man-Brute back at Professor Krag's laboratory. And this is where it's revealed that the kid that was trying to stop him was his son.
Yeah, well, because he's like, I just fought one of the bravest guys I've ever faced, and I might have killed him all on account of you. And he's like, and then one little kid tried to stop me. He risked his life to help Captain America. And the doctor's like, what? Who cares about some stupid brat? And he's like, I care. And then
that spunky little kid was my son, as he's throwing Krag. Into
whatever generator or something that
high
is.
Voltage. There just you some go. Some electricity.
Which turns his hair blue and his face red.
It kills him. He's dead.
We don't know that he's dead.
No, they say it.
Oh, do they?
So you found Krag dead and the Man-Brute gone, huh?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Mm-hmm.
Words reading.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Right.
But this is, it says this next day. I'm assuming this is at SHIELD headquarters again.
Because Fury's there.
Well, that and they're Cap looking. Is looking through a file, and he's looking at pictures of Sharon and Rick Jones.
I love how they've got the names tagged on there, too, because, you know, they'd be inside these folders that were specifically for those people, and, like, they needed to have their names tagged on them.
All I gotta say is, fuck Rick Jones. He's a shit. I hate him. At least early Rick Jones. He was annoying in the last Captain America issue we read. But Cap's like, I learned what I had to as he's looking through the files, which I guess he just learned that they had pictures of Sharon and Rick.
Oh.
Well, as we learned, Captain America is very lonely, so a picture of Sharon might help.
You're not wrong.
I'm Ronery.
So we.
I don't know why he wants Rick Jones.
Well, Bucky's dead, so.
I miss you, Bucky. Maybe he's going to cry and use his tear. Never mind.
So, last page of the issue, we have Cap walking down alleyway. And he's just, you know, he's in his own head. He's trying to figure, he doesn't really know why Man-Brute just ran away when he had the upper hand. But at the same time, he's still...
Maybe if I think like the Man-Brute, I can know where to find him. But he's probably miles away by now as he walks by the dude.
Yeah, like the guy is coming up behind him. Well, I think he's coming up behind him to, like, I think apologize. He looks a little remorseful.
Yeah.
The way that they drew him. But he turns around and walks away.
But here's my thing, okay? Because you see in this first panel right here, Captain America walked right past him.
Maybe.
Because he's standing right there.
He could have been back to him and then turned around as Cap walked.
Fair enough. But you'd think that he'd recognize the dude's face that was beating the hell out of him all day.
You would think. But yeah, we end the issue with Cap walking away, kind of in spotlights again. But we just see his back as he's lonely walking away. And that's how we end this issue.
Cap's so sad. By the way, Manbrew is killed by the second Fool Killer, Greg Silling.
Okay.
Sillinger.
Okay. Like, I knew he died. I just didn't know. I didn't do a deep dive into the research. As soon as I saw that he died, I'm like, oh, he didn't warrant a full page on Wikipedia. So when you don't get a blue name, I don't care. That's bad, but...
It's just funny because I just bought the first appearance of Fool Killer as well as the first run.
Did you? Nice.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Chris, please check out the Fortress of Comic News podcast as well as the Bat Friends podcast on your podcast app of choice. Or you can check out the fortressofcomicnews.com website, which will have links to everything you'll need. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Captain America story.